CJW Mobile.
Virginian, you still mobiling around out there?
Online at the Verizon store. Well, it wasn't that long, but I guess it takes a long time to service each customer. Three people ahead of me. I had to stand there for a while.
Steve dropped out. He's trying to catch up on that exercise. So he hopped off his HD and ran into his shack and dropped down to that frequency, but I don't know where everybody else went.
Eight things straightened out.
There it is, anyway. Beyond that, I'm not really sure.
Well, I guess when you retire, that's an easy thing to forget what day of the week it is or what day of the month it is. But he's like semi-retired. He can't let go of that completely yet.
Well, he was going to come over this evening, and I was going to show him the software and how to, you know, keep up with net controller duties. He was going to come over this evening. I said, if you come over when I'm not running the net and I'm just practicing, then I can explain what we're doing and whatnot. And so he's going to come over this evening and do that.
Find an interest in becoming a net controller, or is he just curious about the software?
Halfway trying to recruit him. I think he'd be okay with it once he sees how it works and how relatively easy it is. It's not that big a deal. He pointed out to me that I'm running the net on Friday the 13th. I said, well, that'll be a good one. You can come over and watch that, too.
Well, good luck. I hope you recruit him.
He's got a lot of irons in the fire, but maybe I can get him to, you know, do it once or twice a month anyway.
I was hoping for, once a month and two for twice a month.
Be able to sweet talk him into it. But anyway, I'm going to be listening this evening and running it as though I were controlling it, but just monitoring and then have him sit here and watch me do what I do.
Get hands-on keyboard experience, not just visual. That's really good.
I get it started, and I might get out of the chair and let him sit down and see if he can keep up with it.
Well, he shouldn't have any problem. He's been in, well, I guess sort of, I guess his career probably had a lot of dependencies on computer stuff.
You don't have to know that much about computers. You just got to be able to type quick and listen fast.
In high school, they made us take a typing class. Of course, he was a couple years ahead of me, so he may have dodged that bullet. I don't know.
Certainly did. I dodged that bullet. I didn't take a typing class, so I'm still, you know, type with two fingers.
Typist in the world either. I try to find too many shortcuts. I try to use all the control C, control V's you can find.
When it comes to keeping up with the net control software, two fingers is really all you need.
First few characters of the call sign, first unique characters of the call sign typed in, and you got a knock. It's only two button pushes away.
And you're looking at the screen and not the keyboard. I have type looking at the keyboard. I don't look up at the screen until I've got it in there.
It's got two, where I just type the whole call sign in. And especially if it's one that I know, I just type it in, and I assume that it's going to be the first spot on the list. And I just hit 154, F1, F5, F4, and I'm ready for the next call.
7, 5, and 4 keys marked so I can spot them quickly because I can't read the small type that far away. And I just go for those. So finding F1 is a little bit tricky.
Everything else just depends on what you get used to. Well, I'm about to back it in the driveway. Time to go back to work. I should be working right now, but I needed to go pick up that card. Anyway, good talking to you, John. Stand for RJN, W4DJW.
Hey, buddy. Have a good one. KN4RJN, I'm clear.
KK4IV. Monitoring off of Blue Ridge Parkway.
KN4IQ. you in 488 Quebec 61.